What were your favorite albums this year? For music lovers, the end of the year is a time to look back. You've got the Grammy nominations, you've got Spotify Wrapped, but nothing really beats a person you know telling you about something that they loved. So today, we are turning to NPR Music's critic, Ann Powers, to get recommendations on some of this year's best albums. Hi, Ann.
Oh, hey, Scott. How you doing?
I understand you and everyone at NPR Music, you're also smart. Sometimes you disagree, but there was one album you all had a lot of consensus on. Tell me about it.
Oh, yes. The Spanish artist Rosalía released her album Lux in November, and it totally changed the game. This is a very high concept album, but it's also easy to relate to. Rosalía used a symphony orchestra to create really an operatic suite about heartbreak and romantic revenge. It is high art, but it also is pop in the best way. I mean, it evokes big ballad singers like Celine Dion and even Disney scores, at least to my ears. And as my colleague Ana Maria Serra said, it's also connected to flamenco, which is Rosalía's root form. It makes that connection really clear, and it's so emotional. Everyone loves this record.
This list comes together with everyone bringing their own personal views on the year. Tell me about your favorite album.
Well, I live in the South. I live in Nashville, and I care a lot about, you know, how the South is represented in art, in music. And the band Wednesday, they're based in North Carolina. On their album Bleeds, they totally capture what it's like to live in a place like North Carolina and make art and just be, I don't know, kind of a freak in the best way. This is a very personal album, but what I love is songwriter and singer Carly Hartzman's storytelling style, how it's fleshed out by this band who can go from punk to country to huge southern rock without even sweating.
These lists cover so many different genres. Tell me about some of our other critics' favorites.
Well, my colleague Sheldon Pierce, he knows everything about hip-hop, and like me, he loves British rap. And Dave, the artist Dave, is an absolute titan of the London hip-hop scene, and his album, The Boy Who Played the Harp, was Sheldon's pick.
Look, white fish on the coast of the Caribbean, my life is a film, hero and villain, I'm playing both in a script worthy of Spielberg or Christopher Nolan, reading a constant overachieving, I know.
This is a very introspective album. It's also extremely expansive, lush. If you like that kind of sound that mixes hip-hop, soul, and rap, and just great rhyming, you're going to love this.
All right, so let me ask you just selfishly, are there any good jazz albums on this list?
Well, if you know jazz guitar, you probably already know about Mary Halverson, and she released an album with her group Amaryllis called About Ghosts. Our jazz critic Nate Shannon called this a thrill ride, and it really is. It's a beautiful, complicated record. To me, it's just like watching flowers bloom, you know? It's just gorgeous.
All right, that is NPR Music's critic, Ann Powers. Ann, I have learned about several new albums myself today because I'm out of touch until I talk to you, and I appreciate it.
Well, keep your ears open. That's my main message.
You can read Ann and everybody else's list of albums of the year at npr.org. Thank you.